Talk Radio.
If you really want me as I dance under the spotlight, listen to the people screaming, I'm more and more, cause I create the feeling that keep them coming back. Yeah, I create the feeling that keep them coming back. So captivating when I get it on the floor. I know y'all been patiently waiting, I know you need me, I can feel it. I'm a beast, I'm an animal, I'm that monster in the mirror. The headliner, finisher, I'm the closer, winner. That's when I'm
another edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Tonight we are on the air with myself and also with Mike, who's chowing away on dinner because he's hungry. Well, it's been another crazy week here in the world of our home. I'm trying to think where we can even begin as to what's been going on. The protests and everything have been actually continuing, but seem to have been calming down violence-wise, thank goodness. I was actually quite surprised that nothing sparked up yesterday with Trump being in town. We know how quickly that could have turned bad. Ooh, excuse me. But, you know, thankfully it, you know, came, you know, stayed relatively quiet and under control. We are actually now in September, which is a wonderful month because it's my birthday month. Yes, I will be accepting gifts. But yeah, I mean, it's this year has been such a craziness of all different things that have been going on in regards to the coronavirus, into regards to and the such, like, that it's really kind of weird that you sit back and you think to yourself, wow, it's September. Where did the rest of the year go? And, you know, so it is kind of crazy. We normally have a little bit of a chat about wrestling, and we can still do that. Because this past Sunday, was a pay-per-view. Yes, a pay-per-view 1 week after SummerSlam. And I think we were the only two in the house, weren't we, who believed that there was no point in Sunday's pay-per-view. The matches that were on it, they could quite easily have put on Monday Night Raw. They're just really, 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 and I'm going to say that again, and for those in the back who did hear, really was no point. You could have one. You know, as I say, it was too soon after SummerSlam to have even considered doing another pay-per-view. And my honest opinion in regards to it was that it felt like it was, if they had just called it the Roman Reigns Return pay-per-view, it would have been much better, because that is exactly what it felt like. It felt like they had to do something. They wanted them to make a big comeback, which was SummerSlam. But then they wanted a pay-per-view where he ended up holding a title. Instead of waiting until, what is it, Clash of Champions or something, and end of September? Instead of waiting to there, they wanted him to get the belt earlier. And they're actually saying that he is not going to be shaking this belt anytime soon. It's going to be a long run, which, yeah, we kind of expected. We also know that he is now a heel because he's got Paul Heyman, you know, as his manager, which I can understand WWE doing that because Roman Reigns' mic skills are terrible. They're slightly better than Brock Lesnar's, but they're not the best. I didn't particularly watch much of Monday Night Raw because the Bucks were playing. So I didn't really see much as to what was going on there. But in all honesty, I've lost that feeling for wrestling. Myself and Mike were saying, you know, we don't really need the hour-long, you know, pre-show for, you know, any of the wrestling pay-per-views. It was so much better, and we agree, don't we, when you had that 30-minute countdown. And you got pumped because the announcers, oh, my God. If anybody wants to hear an excited Vince McMahon, watch some of them. Who else did you say was, like, the voice of the countdowns?
He was the voice of the countdown.
And let's be honest, there was just something about it that just, you know, you had, just for argument's sake, right before WrestleMania, you were already pumped up because you had had pay-per-views every 3 weeks leading up to it. You had a stretch between them. And then you had this 30 minutes before where he would re-go over the matches that were coming up. Last year, and also with Royal Rumble, when they had 2-hour countdowns. And we were sat there. We're like, I remember we were like sat in the living room and AJ's flicking on like WWE. We're like, wait a minute. What are you doing? And he's like, the countdown's on. And we're like, it's 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Well, yeah, it's a 2-hour countdown. There was no point because basically to me, it was like they were reshowing Monday Night Raw, reshowing all the matches leading up to it. And you just got bored before the pay-per-view even started. There was no, the only way I could describe it is the 30-minute countdowns before the pay-per-views were like the chant when they go, let's get ready to rumble, where everybody just loses themselves. But when you've got 2 months, like 2 hours worth of it or an hour, and I'm sorry, but the people they've got doing commentary before the shows and everything don't have that same passion. Yeah.
Oh, no, wait, I think they're back. They talk about the matches, but there's no feeling behind it.
No, that's the whole point. There's like, there's just.
Wait, who do you think is going to take this one? Well, I think it's important. Look at Keep Real. Well, I think it's important that who presented this, who I did this show. Where's the feeling behind it?
Yeah. Why WWE is having so many problems. Don't have that passion and everything that you used to get from, the commentators and everything. That passion has gone down, and sadly it's just the oomph isn't there. But what we are going to do is we are going to play a song. Let me find a good one, and we will be back.
Down.
Okay, we are back. So we've been watching, you know, Wednesdays used to be a terrible night for TV, then it got good, then it got terrible, and it's back to being good. So we've been watching recently, like, the episodes of Catfish and the such like, and I think we both can honestly say we've been lucky so far, the fact that we haven't been catfished. I'm sure that there are people who have tried to catfish. Do you know what I mean? In fact, we know that there have been people who have tried to catfish. Don't you agree? He's nodding his head. You can't see it. But now there's a TV show on that's called Ghosted. It used to be on before. And I can honestly say I have personally experienced this. I was friends with a guy called Quentin who was a chef. And we were really close friends for a long time. And then one day he said, okay, he said, I'll see you Monday morning. He said, we'll go out for breakfast. And Sunday night I spoke with him and he said, you know, I'll pick you up tomorrow morning about 7:30. We'll go out for breakfast. I'm like, okay, where are we going? He said, we'll go wherever you want to go. I was like, okay. Never heard from him for like 3-4 weeks. Then he sent me a message saying, hi, how are you? And I started talking with him again. And his excuse for ghosting me was he felt I wanted more from the friendship than he could give. And I said, well, what did I ask for you from the friendship? And he said, well, you wanted to talk to me a couple of times a week online. And I said, no, I said, I waited for you to text me. I didn't bother texting you first. He was like, well, you wanted us to go to the movies. I said, you were the one who invited me to the movies because you had the tickets. Oh, yeah. And it was, well, I just kind of got scared. And I'm like, scared of what? Well, I just got scared. So our friendship kind of wasn't the same afterwards, and he kept ghosting me on and off, and it's been, I want to say, like, oh my God, it's been a good 18 months since I spoke to him last. And it's just, to me, it's one of those things where, yeah, I'm curious as to why, but I'm kind of like, huh, have you had people ghost you like that before? What, you mean you've never had where somebody's talking to you and you're friends with someone and then all of a sudden they just stop replying to you? Chat with them online and everything, you know, you get to the point where it's like, well, if you can't spend 2 minutes just or 30 seconds to say hello, what's the point in being friends? And I think that's like a lot of issues is that technology is on hand all the time, so people expect you to be available all the time. And I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty. I know I've done it to you where it's like, hello, you haven't replied yet. And it's like, okay, well, he could be in the bathroom. He could be making himself some food. And, you know, afterwards I feel guilty. I really do. But at the time it's like, well, you've always got your phone in your hand. Why can't you even reply? You know? Yeah, you're taking, you're just dropping the kids off at the pool. But do you honestly think that because of like technology and stuff, people expect a lot more than they did before.
Well, if you said back then, we didn't have like X amount of ways to stay in contact with.
Right.
Now it's like everybody, even broke motherfuckers for some reason, got a camera phone.
That's because you get them free from the government. They're still available. But I honestly think that, you know, we're much more of a now generation. And I mean everybody. You know, you expect your friends and family to be there at the drop of the hat. You know, you can go grocery shopping at the drop of the hat online, order food drop of the hat. You know, let's be honest, there was a time when you didn't get food delivered. You could call in your order to your favorite place, but you had to go and pick it up, you know. And I'm getting buzzed and I'm trying to see who's buzzing me. That's weird. But I think that's what part of the problem is now, is that we expect everybody to be at our beck and call. You know, whereas before, you know, if you were calling up people, let's be honest, you used to have set times that it was okay to call people because then calls were free. You kept your phone calls short and sweet at certain times because they were costing a certain amount per minute. And, you know, then when we got cell phones, it was like you would choose the plan that had free calling after 9 o'clock and you'd have like 250 texts available and it would be like, call me after nine, call me after nine. And then you could talk to your heart's content. But before that, you had like 300 minutes and you're like, it's better be urgent. What is it? You know, everybody's life began at 9 o'clock and then they dropped it down, if you remember, to 7. So then, you know, you weren't staying up quite so late. And so I think a lot of the ghosting now is that people get so overwhelmed with tension and with everything that was going on. You know, it's always, everybody's always on you and everything. And it's overwhelming at times. Do you agree?
Well, from watching Ghost, a lot of the times it seems like, especially for the guys, it seems like they're just too cowardly to actually come out and tell the girls that they're not interested. So they just disappear, hoping that would, you know, solve a situation.
Yeah, you're right.
Girls do it too, but...
Oh, yeah, I'm not denying that.
It's more of the guys doing
it. Yeah.
Girls seem to be a little more creative with things for some reason.
Right, and
well, girls also got that mindset. It's like, if I'm not interested in the guy and he keeps trying to contact me, I'm just gonna not say anything.
Well, and I will say this: I have done this. There was this guy who me and AJ both knew, who bugged the shit out of me and AJ all the time. He would like say to AJ, "When are you next going to wrestling shows? When are you next doing this? When are you next going that?" And then he would follow it up with, "Is Hazel going with you?" and all this. So then he would message me when he didn't think I was with AJ. And he'd be like, what are you doing? Do you need some company? Are you scared being home by yourself? And even if Robert was at his dad's or something, I'd be like, I'm not home by myself. My kid's here. So I can come over and keep you company. So then I like kind of did it so there's an... What you can do on Facebook is that you can mute people so you don't receive notifications of their messages. So I started doing that to him. And then I did it so that I wouldn't receive any notification from him. And so I did ghost him. But I'd already told him, you know what, we're not hanging out if AJ's not here. You know, we're not doing this if AJ's not here. Because there was something that felt like he was deliberately trying to get me alone. But I can honestly say I have ghosted people when I've had enough of them. I actually got ghosted earlier this year by 4 people who I were friends with in the baby loss community. But it's funny because since those people actually ghosted me, I'm not upset over it. I was surprised to begin with, but I'm honestly not upset over it because there was always something going on with them. It was always, oh, well, we're in this area of the country, so we get this happening, and this is going on, and that's going on, and this is happening, and that's, and it was just like one thing after another, yeah. So it's, you know, it was really tiresome dealing with them. But I'm going to find another song, and we will be back.
Be starting something. I said you wanna be starting something.
Okay, we are back. So as we were saying, you know, there's a lot of reasons why I think people ghost each other now. And I think some of it is because another reason, in my opinion, is that they know from experience of the person that they're dealing with that no matter what the explanation is, why they want to end the relationship, the friendship, whatever, the person's going to say that's not good enough and want another reason. And I think that for some people, it's easier to just ghost them. It's easier to ghost them, confront someone. And sometimes some people just really don't give a shit. It's like, whatever, you know, it was a game for them to begin with. And I think people are mistaken when they say that it's men who play games all the time. We know plenty of women who play these games. And, you know, they do the whole, you know, pretend to be someone else to catch someone. I'm guilty of setting people up for that. I will admit that. Words need to be explained. I have already told that person. That person does know. But we're also, you know, women are just as bad at men in tormenting each other and lying, being sneaky and conniving. You know, it's an ongoing thing. Oh, God, yeah. Yes. This is the one thing. Now, let's get on to cheaters here. We have, when it comes to cheaters, we have said some classics, let's be perfectly honest. We all have a giggle with the "you got to get right with God" comment. One of our favorite ones, has to be said, was we saw it about a year ago now, weren't it? This guy thought his wife was cheating on him, and he was an older Hispanic dude. Found out his wife was cheating on him, found out what hotel his wife was at with her new man, and the guy showed up with his kids. These boys, they're men actually, they were young men. Oh, they got through that bedroom, that hotel door, didn't they? They dove across the bed. And I mean, we're not just on about, you know, a little, they leapt from the doorway across the bed and literally pounded on this guy. The dude in question, he didn't say a damn thing. He just stood there, didn't he, the husband? He just stood there and let his kids get on it. The other one, and I had to go wake Mike up about this the other day. Here's one of his favorite episodes, is the tattoo guy. Yay! Big Daddy Chocolate Thunder is in the house! Whoop, whoop! It's a trail time! Whoop, whoop! But you know, one of Mike's favorite ones was on the other morning, I had to yell at him to wake him up. And there's this tattoo artist who had an affair. He was cheating on his girlfriend with two women. Was cheating on him in the tattoo parlor. The girlfriend got hold of the boss. The boss let him in, and boom, he lost his woman. He lost the women he was cheating with, and he lost his job in about 3.2 seconds. Oh, it was beautiful. It was absolutely beautiful. Oh, getting arrested is hilarious just because of the way he looks out the car window.
You had a really good giggle when you got mad.
Now, what was funny was when the camera guy fell over into the water. That was the funniest. That was the funniest. So what I'm going to do is, as our trolley is home, I'm going to play a little song while he heats up some food, and then he can come and finish off the show with Bucks Roundup of the past two games, which I know have not been pleasant. So we'll be right back.
I thought we were crazy.
that feel?
Broke back then, but a nigga rich now. Got dollars, got euros, got yen, I got pounds.
Zeros.
Calling me up, cause your bad check bounced. My new chick 100 and she got her own De Niro.
Zero.
You think I'm thinking about your ass?
And we are back. AJ's going to get some food in his stomach for a little bit. But the Bucks again lost tonight. They are now 0-2 against Miami. So the next game's a must-win. Literally a must-win game. Lord, okay. Anywho, Trill, speak up and say to, you know, have a chat about what's been going on with the Bucks and the Brewers. We have 10 minutes of the show left.
Well, I lost the whole game where I was at, so partly. And it seems like they're going to have a bit of a comeback. They even once had the lead. Lost it. It seemed like they lost it defensively when it comes to threes. It kind of sucks.
Okay, pause and talk, or I'm going to change the subject on something else.
Well, they, with the last minute of the, they kind of came back then, it was a tie, then, if you didn't see it, then, looks like Wesley Matthews had Jimmy Butler on D, and Giannis came to help, and Jimmy Butler shot it, fouled him at the buzzer. Made two free throws, and that was game. Like, I can understand he was trying to get the trying to hold defense and stuff like that, but man, that just sucks.
Well, as I say, it really is a must-win situation for the Bucks coming up. They have no choice. They got to win their game.
Right.
And they got to look at what they were doing wrong these past two games.
Exactly.
The fact is, to me, it seems like I'm trying to think. The first game that they had, they went in with too much confidence. Do you know what I mean? They were overconfident, thinking that it was going to be okay, that they could just rest on Giannis winning. But Miami shut Giannis down, and that was Miami's plan.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they've got to work out exactly what's been going on to stop this, you know, from now on.
They got to work. It's like they are working on their shooting. Like, like they can get people open, but they just like just can't hit their shots.
Yep.
Yeah, I do give it to Bledsoe tonight. He did step up.
But it needs the whole team to step up.
Yeah.
It can't just be resting on one.
Right. Yeah, just the benches up for George Hill, they were just bad. Just like unbelievable. What? Where New York got her own show again? Well, she got her own show. This is crazy. But, anyways, but, like I said, they all need to work on, like better defense with the three. So that's what's been, like, killing them is some three-pointers. And they really just need to, like, do better defense on the three.
Yeah, they're letting Miami dominate, and they know where they've got to improve, and they've got to improve. You know, this isn't the regular season. We're in the playoffs now.
Right. Like they really gotta do something to try to at least let. For them to advance, they really got to do something with their defense, like defend the three, like they did on the regular season game against them when they was in the bubble. So they just really need to do that.
Right. And they've got to pull it out, and they've got to do something. Now let's have a quick chat about the Brewers. They don't even try it. They either win by spectacular amounts or lose by spectacular amounts.
Yeah, yesterday they lost, what was it, 12-1?
Yeah.
You know what? Let me try to see, because I know they're playing right now.
Yeah, I can bring it up right this minute. Five-to-five, bottom of the sixth. That's a bit better than yesterday, we thank you.
Mm-hmm.
But the Brewers are 16-19.
Oh, yeah, they. I don't know what's going on, but they've just been bad.
I don't know. I don't know if the, you know, the fact that COVID's thrown for a loop. And some of them got lazy in the so-called off-season leading up to it. You know, I mean, I don't know. But they sure as hell aren't playing like they want to win lately.
Yeah, I understand they're missing some players and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's not going to, you know, help either.
Anyway, we are going to round out the evening.
Yeah.
We've only got 2 minutes of the show left, so we're just going to end it up now. Do we have any shows coming up? Apart from the AJ Jones show on Monday.
Oh, the WFSO Anthem.
Yeah.
There will be a show coming up on, it'll be Tuesday, starting September 15th, with Mike on with myself while I interview. I got some interviews lined up for the show, so just stay tuned.
I'm getting interviews.
Yes, you're one of them.
Lord help me. Alrighty, on that note, you will catch us all on Monday, or at least AJ on Monday. We will catch you all later, and have a good weekend, everyone. Goodbye.
Goodbye, everyone.